everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody. As always,
I am joined by my absolute smoke show
goddess, my most favorite porn star.
Oh, my Lanta. I'm right here.
Supermodel that is my co-host.
Hi.
I got through my intro. God damn it.
Yeah, but I said Heather like 12 times, so it's okay.
Well, how you doing today, baby?
I'm pretty good. Had some, okay, talk, communication, beating it like a dead horse, and I still had to talk to Cody right before it. I'm like, what should I talk about my check-in? Because remember, guys, we're recording ahead of time, so it's not like there's been weeks for me to give you check-ins.
So for y'all, there has been a week between one episode to the next, right?
Yes.
For us, there has been 2 days since the last episode.
Oh, shit. I didn't want you to point it out that much, because now I feel even more dumb. but it's not dumb, because it happened. Feelings and emotions and talking about them are fine and perfectly good and what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
So I should not feel dumb, but I still had to do a check-in with you to be like, is everybody going to think I'm just a stupid wishy-washy idiot? And he was like, what? And because the last time we checked in, we talked about situationship. But I'm not even, his nickname for the show is Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason it was situationship last time is because we had ended it. And I was like, well, I don't want to give out, you know, something special that we had made between the two of us,
right.
Or whatever. So, but that being said, and me giving you guys that, we neither one of us wanted to stop. We both reacted very extreme, and very much in our emotions.
What's another word for that?
I was very knee jerk.
You both were very knee jerk.
Well, yes, that's, and I don't think that it was something he realized that he did back. You know, when I came with my knee jerk, his knee jerk reaction to my knee jerk reaction, just like, I mean, that's what fucked us, because there wasn't any problems happening. Like, you know, like
a knee jerk on top of a knee jerk is never going to be a good thing ever. So it's important in these moments that you take a breath and that you calm down and you let the logical side of your brain forward and do some stuff.
It's okay to, that was something that was in our conversation, is, you know, that I'm working on this and I know it's an issue that is mine, but I need your grace while I'm learning how to deal with that.
Well, and that's where that comes from, is taking a step back and taking a breath and thinking about what's happening rather than feeling what's happening.
And that's exactly what we were both very much in our feels. Me in different ways, you know, like the goofy girl, happy and in the moment, happy, you know, whatever. But, you know, and things with me and you were good and kosher. And so, like, yes, we've had some setbacks with other things, but, like, we're moving and grooving.
Yeah.
I know homeboy's got a shitstorm about to take place, you know, and so I have to remember and have grace when he's coming to me, not like, because it wasn't even in a mean way the way it happened. It was just the way I was like, oh, I messed up. I'll just stop doing it. Like, you know?
Yeah. I know you're working through not doing that anymore, because that's.
Yeah, it's an issue. I know.
You can't assume the worst always. Right. And I think that's part of what.
And I don't know why it's just with me that I'm that way. Anyway, else, you know, I'm optimistic and glass half full. But when it comes to me, that's what I'm like. OK, fine. I just won't do that anymore.
And it's evident whenever you're talking to me, like if I'm at work and I get quiet and you ask me like, what's wrong? But instead of asking me what's wrong, I would say it's like 85% of the time you go, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Are you mad at me? And no, I'm not. I'm just got bullshit going on at work that I got to deal with, and that's it. So your mind jumps to the worst possible scenario
Well,
and you run
because
with it.
growing up, it usually was me.
But you're not growing up anymore.
Yes, I am. We're growing up every day, growing up every day.
Okay, but you're an adult and you're in these relationships and you know that worst case scenario is probably not what is happening, right? It could be
I was
great.
about to
Yeah.
say,
Could be.
you guys couldn't see my eyebrow raise up in the air like that, but
But is it more probable that it's the worst case scenario or that there's some other shit going on?
I mean, I guess that there might be more other shit going on. But
No,
also, on the flip hand,
no.
the bad thing just did happen. So, yes, that
What
is
is
right
more
there.
probable? What is more probable?
Well, right now we're working on a 50-50, so it's a flip of the coin. Yeah.
That's the worst case is one option, right? There's about 7,000 other options that could be happening. So 50-50, no. It's not 50-50. It's like 7,000 to one
No.
that this is happening, right?
No.
So you gotta, like, it's just like I said, you gotta take a step back, you gotta breathe, and you have to think about what's happening rather than feel what's happening. And
Yes.
I'm not saying don't feel anything, and we're gonna get that to that in a minute, but I am saying you have to think about what is going through your mind and through your heart, and then address it, right? You
Yes.
can't just feel and then fly with it.
Correct.
You know,
And
that's.
that's, yeah, that's where I'm working. That's where I think Teddy got a view into that. He needs, I mean, it's not solely one-sided on that part, but it was also a time where, because we had taken a couple days, but really hadn't, because we had still randomly checked in with each other, just because
No,
that's
I would say that you took a couple of days because it was nowhere near what it
what. No,
was.
not at, yeah.
You know, it was nowhere even close.
Nah, yeah, I didn't like it. But because of that, I was able to even to remind him that I'm gonna need grace, and it's okay that I need grace, but like he has to be aware of that too. So when I am having those moments, because if I'm having that moment, obviously I'm thinking, I'm feeling more than thinking, right? So I'm saying I need, my partner, a tag team, to be like, okay, this isn't a normal Heather answer, or I didn't mean that you ruined everything, or I didn't mean this, or whatever. Like I got to say, I'm going to need, I mean, because you know that, but that's like we're coming up 14 years of us figuring that out.
I want to say this, and I don't want
Oh
to
shit.
hurt your feelings. I don't
Here
want
we
to hurt
go.
your feelings when I say this.
Here we go.
It's okay that you need grace as long as you are putting in the work to correct what is happening.
Oh, correct. And I
You
am.
know what I mean? And
Yes.
that goes for everyone out there. We can't just say, "Well, I need grace."
Correct.
You get to say that as long as you
Your
are
work, yes.
recognizing what's happening and you're working to fix it. You
Yes.
know what I mean?
Yes, my actions are, but that's what I'm saying. My actions are following. I've started therapy. I'm doing this, the shadow work journal stuff. I'm trying to figure out.
No, you're doing good. And I didn't mean to insinuate that you weren't, you know what I mean? But what I think that using that verbiage as we can put that out there is somebody listening to this is gonna think, well, I get grace all the time. No, you don't. You know, for us, for instance, for me and you, I'm always going to give you that grace. I don't care what's going on because I'm your husband and
Yeah.
that's what I do. But for a new-ish partner, that might not be the case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as long as you are working and you're doing the things that you are doing right now, then yes, you 100% get that grace and you 100% get that patience and you deserve it. And if you're not getting it, that's where the problem comes in. But if you're not doing the work
Try and fix it.
to try and fix
Yeah,
it
to
or to
meet them
try to correct
halfway.
yourself, then you don't get that grace and you don't get that
Correct.
patience because the other person is not getting what they need out of
Yeah,
what's happening,
it's
right?
not fair. It's not being 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we did decide to, I mean, it's still not labeled. It's still whatever it was. It's still us doing, I mean, we're together, but we're not, I mean, it's just not labeled. And
Yeah.
the ways we are going to slow down is just because I do get so excited and happy, and I I just love all my people and want all of my people together at any point in time that I can have them. And it's just easier if they all know each other and stuff. But I can understand how I can let that get away from me. Because that's, I mean, basic, that was one of the things that happened is not only was it him being introduced to all the new friend groups and him talking to the kids and all of this. It was a little bit of my kids and my honorary kids wanting to know, when do we get to meet you? But that's because they also got to see their mom not be their mom, you know, not be their typical mom for a
And they're
whole.
being protective, you know.
Yes. So I even reached out to, I'm telling on myself now because I need to have the conver I just need to have the conversations with them too. But I've only got like one girlfriend that actively knows what's happened. Like the fallout, the day that it happened, because then she was with me the next day. And then after us talking, after me and Teddy talking and agreeing that we wanted to keep pursuing this, I had texted her, and I've even asked for help and accountability in helping me not rein in my happiness, because that sounds bad, but rein in like my not thinking when I'm in that happy state. You get what I'm saying? And being the good person and good friend and good aunt and good woman that she is, she's even, I mean, it she clocked something, she said something that I didn't even realize was an issue, or it was an issue that I was going or needed to address. But she said that she was gonna talk to the kids and let them know that they needed to just another lesson in boundaries, in remembering that everybody has boundaries, and right now that our boundaries are that the kids aren't involved, because neither one of us want either set of kids, because he has his own, to get hurt in this process. And because of what happened with Numbnuts and our kids, that was something that he's very adamant about not hurting the kiddos in the fashion that it happened to them the first time, when that blew up. So like I've got you and Haley to help me with keeping myself accountable in the moments that, like, where I am just happy, hunky dory, excited, and just goof ass, giggly girl Heather, or silly princess baby Heather, you know, that.
So not necessarily keeping the kids away from him, but kind of.
Definitely pulled back. I know I can't remember if I said it or not, that Kylie and some of our spicy nugs have point blank, like,
Yeah, we talked about that
okay,
because they're
the
wanting to be
protective and
protective.
love. Well, and I mean, I know our spicy nugs are just now kind of getting, or well, they've had it for the last couple of years, but to see like how hardcore the village mentality is for me. But our kids know it, so like it's not, and because we've been so open with them about how we came out and what we are in the lifestyle, or like what our pursuits are. Now, granted, we haven't, I think we've lucked out on them being young enough to not know the full extent of the alternative lifestyle they're
Well, our son asked me the other day
Oh,
because he was
shit.
like he was like, "Dad, all tattoos have meaning, right?" And I said, "Yeah." So he was
Okay.
asking me about all of my
I remember
tattoos
that,
and
yeah.
what they mean. And what about the pineapple on your arm? I said, "Well, that's for our lifestyle that we live. What's a pineapple have to do with it? I'm gonna Google it." No, you're not. Do not Google that. Nope, don't you dare.
So many reasons why he's lost Google search privileges.
So
So it's only a matter of time.
they're getting there.
I know. I mean, it's obvious. And like I've told you guys stories before that, I mean, Kobe has no problem coming to me and being like, Mom, I woke up and my Peter was sticking straight up at the ceiling. What do I, you know? So like, I know eventually that conversation's gonna happen, and I just hope it's you're here and that I can like look at you because I'm just gonna be beet red and being like, your dad's a slut. I'm just
Pretty
gonna
much.
immediately that's it.
Son, you know all your teachers and
Your
your aunts
aunts.
and
The amount
Well, good. I am glad that
aunts. Oh
y'all
my God.
are back on track, and it goes to illustrate again that, like I said, knee jerks to knee jerks is not a good thing. It's not a good time. It's not going to solve
Yeah, for
anything.
anybody.
So taking the time to actually sit and talk about these issues is what you need. For sure. It doesn't just because you're having issues doesn't mean it's time to call everything off. It just means that you gotta sit back and talk about them.
Yeah, correct.
Work through them together and you'll be good.
So that's the latest update on that front. I also I'm not gonna give a whole lot of airspace about this, but I'm saying this part of it because I am claiming it as a victory on my part. It's come to light some of the stories that are trying to be told. Regarding a different side of things happening. Hearing them. Y'all know I love hard. I mean, you know I love hard. That's even just friends, but that's without putting anything else into it. So to hear that I'm being painted as dangerous and what was the other one?
Unstable, I think.
No, it wasn't unstable. It was dangerous and wishing, being kicked out of the troop.
I don't remember
I
the other
can't, there was
word.
another one, but just not being a good person and being afraid or something, being scared of this
Yeah.
dangerous woman that I am. It fucked with me when I first read it. More than I probably admitted, because that was somebody like I genuinely loved and put everything I had into like I do with you, like I do with any relationship that I hold special or important in my life. So that happening on top of Teddy and my thing, plus me only sleeping about 3 hours a night for the last 2 weeks, it was just a whole lot.
And I know that's a hit to the gut. I mean,
Yeah.
hell, it was for me too. I can only imagine the stuff that he's saying about me, but I am okay being the bad guy
Me
in that
too. That's what
story
that's where my victory is in
because
this.
I know what he did.
Yes.
I know that sniveling little cocksucker was actively trying to destroy our marriage. I
Yes.
know that lying sack of shit called me his brother and then stuck a knife into my back and twisted it until he couldn't twist anymore.
Yeah.
I know that he's a fucking coward and that he will spread this shit to try to make himself look good when you and I both know what he is.
Yes,
So.
but my victory here being that, yes, it affected me, but I didn't let it like ruin my day or ruin my night. I didn't lash out. I didn't want even the thought of being like, man, I just want to text him and be like, you mother effer. Like it was there, but it was like, I don't care. I mean, because I care about the opinions and values of people important to me that our quality.
We don't fuck with the opinions of unimportant people.
Yes, he proved himself not to be a quality person. And so, yes, it hurt because I am me. Because, as corny as I said it last week, I know I am love. So, to know that I gave everything that I gave wholeheartedly and to be played as this person now. But also, so like, okay, so doing that, but being cool with being okay with it, like, sure, if that's how you want to do it. But also the love and support I didn't even realize I had from people that I was worried about not ever having the same relationship again with was a higher emotion than the pain of what is trying to be said. Does that make sense? Like,
It outweighs it.
because quality people in my life are being told this, and they're like, well, we know her, right? Like,
Yeah.
You know, you introduced her to the family. You brought her in there. Like, we all got to know her.
Yeah.
Why would we kick her out of the troop? Why would we do this? Why would we do that? You know, like all these questions. And then that part is where I'm like, if my brain tries to take me, like a brain bully tries to grab hold. We call them our little army men. You know, like the blood cells and stuff. So I'm gonna say that because I'm not talking directly about a blood cell, but you know, the army men fighting my brain bullies here. That is something that is swooped in, is the fact that a relationship I was worried about not having with a woman, a shared mutual friend, between us being the same again. But then seeing like her, I mean, not stick up in a way that was like mean, but her being like, now don't lie. You know,
Yeah.
like, you know, you can say things ended and there can be two different sides and two different emotions or two different things, you know, like views of it, but like, don't, you can't outright lie about what's happening. So that outweighs that. So it hurts, but I can tell that's a victory for me
Good.
in where I'm at in my mental health and journey, is that I didn't let it take me down for days.
Yeah.
Even with all the extra crap going on behind the scenes with Teddy and all of that, still,
Yeah.
it was a day and a half or so that I was just like, meh, you know, like, why would somebody say that about me? But then me being like, nobody says that about me that matters. Nobody says that about me that knows me. Nobody
Exactly.
says that about me that knows my heart and knows that they have my love. So, anywho, what's your check-in? That's a whole lot. I'm so sorry. I feel like I talk a lot. I'm not even high this time, y'all.
We like hearing you talk a lot. That's all right. I'm not doing good. We're recording this just a couple hours before I leave back for North Dakota, going up there to sit in the cold for 3 weeks and do some piddly stuff and then come back home. I always tend to get in my head on my last day home, and it tends to cause me to lash out a little bit. And I did that to you earlier, and I'm sorry again. On top of that, we
Well, it goes
were,
more emotional, knee jerks
yeah.
reacting to.
Yeah, and it's just it's because I'm in my head because it's my last day home and I'm gonna be gone for 3 weeks and it's gonna suck. So, but on top of that, I'm hurting. My shoulder's still fucked up. I don't know how to make it better other than just cutting it off. So I'm looking at bandsaws right now. Probably get that done here pretty quick. And then last night, Heather and I watched a show together. It's The Neighborhood. And last night there was a show where the one of the main couples, they were pregnant and they lost their baby at 10 weeks. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but right before Kylie was born, Heather and I, Heather got pregnant. I can't say I was pregnant because I
No, you
wasn't,
can,
but
because we were.
yeah, Heather was pregnant and we lost the baby right at 10 weeks. Watching that episode last night and just really kind of paying attention to everything that was going on, it made me realize that I have never confronted that and dealt with those emotions and that grief. I'd never allowed it to really come into my brain. I know when she called me, I was at work. I was in Slapout, Oklahoma. And I was at work, and when she called me, I remember I was standing outside, and it was just bitter cold outside. But I was standing outside. She called me and told me that we had lost the baby. I hit my knees and was—I mean, I was inconsolable. I was sobbing. And guy came up to me, and he told me, "Hey, you can't do that. You got to be strong for her." And so I took that. And I just buried it. Even when, we had the procedure to make sure that you were still going to be healthy, that Heather was still going to be healthy, I buried it. And I did not allow myself to grieve because I was more concerned about, quote unquote, being a man and being there to make sure that she was okay. And I don't think I ever really allowed myself to grieve on that. And Watching that episode last night, I had a complete mental breakdown. I cried. I couldn't talk. I couldn't put words together, and I finally got it out. And it made me realize that there are a lot of preconceived notions about what it is to be a man, and what it is to be a husband, and what it is to be a father. It's that, you got to be strong all the time, and you've got to be this mighty oak tree that doesn't bend or sway, and that's not the truth. I could have dealt with this in a healthy way then. I could have grieved with Heather. I could have allowed myself to not be okay for a little while. And then I may not have had to go through 9 years of depression, wondering why I was all of a sudden feeling this way. Heather and I were talking this morning, and I got to looking at dates, and I can almost pinpoint
Yep, that was
that phone call and me burying that stuff so deep is when my depression started. And that might have been the cause. I'm not saying that it was, because I'm not a psychiatrist and I don't know, but I mean, hell, to me, it makes sense. So if I had done that in a healthy way and really confronted those emotions and really felt that grief and allowed myself to feel those things when they were happening, hell, life might have been a lot different. I may not have ever had to take antidepressants. I may never have had to become addicted to the gym like I am now, where if I'm not in there, it makes me depressed all over again. So.
Yes, but the gym has also helped with other things too. I mean, your body confidence and your insecurities there. So, just like everything in life, sometimes we have to go through some shit before we figure out that we have to go back and address some of the stuff that we didn't handle properly the first
Right.
time.
So, I mean, there, like I mentioned, there is a preconceived notion of what it takes to be a man in today's world, and we have to challenge that, right? If we want society as a whole to move forward, we can't allow ourselves to be held back by what we think a man is. Do you need to be strong? Yeah, because the world fucking sucks, right? But do you need to also allow yourself to feel emotions when they happen? Yes, you do. Because the opposite hurts, and it can cause a lot more long-term damage than you realize. And physiological damage is damage 100%. So we need to kind of reconstruct what it is to be a man. And I told Heather last night that, the main thing that I want to teach our son about what it is to be a man is that a man takes care of his people. And whether that is, being a shoulder to cry on, or helping somebody in need, whatever it is, a man is there for his people, right? But that does not mean that a man sacrifices his own well-being for his people. So,
Well, just like they say on the airplanes, if something goes wrong and those masks drop, you have to get yourself taken care of before you take care of your kids or your other people,
right.
because what you can't fill from an empty cup,
Yeah.
you know?
And this was a conversation that Heather and I had a while ago. She was wondering if I was truly supportive of her being polyamorous and having these relationships and things like that. And I told her, of course I am. I tell you all the time that I am. Of course I am. And she mentioned that I might only be saying that to make her happy. And the truth of the matter is this: I have realized in my life that her happiness is paramount to me. I do want her to be happy above all else, but I will not break myself to make her happy. I will not lose myself to make her happy. I will not allow myself to fall into a deep, dark pit to make her happy. That's where I draw the line, right? So when I say I am supportive, and I am all of these things, it's not just because I want you to be happy. It's because I mean it, right? Because I won't do anything that's going to cause me to break, for lack of a better word, to make you happy. And that sounds callous, and I don't mean for it to, but I don't think any of us should be willing to do that. We shouldn't be willing to break ourselves in order to better fit our partner's mold. That's not how life works,
Not to be successful in it, not to live it together and happily so.
Right. So, you know, the fact of the matter is yes, I do support you 100%. Do I love seeing you happy? Absolutely. Am I going to break myself to see you happy? No, I'm not.
Do I want to see you break
And no,
yourself?
you don't. You're not
Do you
asking me
want me
to.
to break myself
No.
to make you happy?
No.
Because as we discussed earlier, I mean, we've and in previous episodes and stuff, we're living the same life, we're in the same marriage, but we are on two different paths. It's just we're getting to hold hands down those different paths.
Yeah.
So that's where it's like the insecurities that will randomly come with one or two people. And we know it's because of the more romantic gestures behind it.
Right.
But we also know that's an insecurity in me that I need to figure out where, why it feels, why it's such a visceral reaction to me thinking that you're leaving
Yeah.
and you've never done that. You know what I'm saying? Like
Well,
you,
and it's just the
but I've
same
had a
way.
life of people doing that, I
Right.
guess. So it's just like you're getting
It's the same way with me, you
the
know, worrying that I'm gonna be replaced.
Yes.
You know, and that's never gonna happen because you've told me
That
the
yeah.
opposite thousands of times,
That's not
right?
yeah, that's not what it
So,
is.
but it is an insecurity, right? And it's
Yes.
something that we got to get to the bottom of and work together to fix.
Well, and just understanding each other's, that's something different too, is I know if I've spoke on it here that my lifestyle, like my whole life, not just the sexual and romantic aspects of it, who I am as a person down to my core, that's why I fit so well in poly, is because it's who I've always been.
And I would never want you to change that.
So that's where we have to have grace with each other in while we go through these insecurities, because they're mine come from, I mean, yes, they're both secure insecurities that we have within ourselves. I know you're not going anywhere. You've not given me any reason to believe that you're going anywhere.
Try coming just a little bit closer to the
Oh,
mic.
sorry.
You good?
And I don't know why it's only with certain people or one or two people just randomly, because I basically rent your cock out. You know, I mean, like,
Yeah.
oh, you're having a bad day? Here's my husband's dick. Like, you know, like,
Yeah.
and that is like, I enjoy doing that. I
Does
like.
that mean I have good dick that lifts people's spirits?
I mean, you've had return customers, so I guess so.
I'll
Right?
take that. I like it.
You were just told that your cock was actually enjoyed giving head to,
Yeah.
whereas it before it has not been enjoyable. So, I
Yeah.
mean, I would assume the takeaway
I have good dick.
and the fact that my friends are still my friends
Yeah.
and not like silently crying for me because it's crap. No, I mean, you know, so, but I know it's, I know it's, that's, I know, I don't know how to explain. I know it's different. They're both insecurities, yes, but I know that there are different levels of like where we're at with them. I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to.
They're both insecurities, but they're based on different things, right? There's mine. Mine's totally me, right? I don't know where it comes from, but I do know that it's totally internal, right? I don't know where that fear has happened, but I do know it's something that I need to address and get to the bottom of, right? Yours has come from external things, right? Where my romantic gestures, things like that, my infidelities in the past, that's where yours comes from, right? So we've both got to work together, and like you just mentioned, we've got to give each other grace when it comes to those. But they are different, but they are both insecurities that we have to work through, you know? Because we are individuals, right? So our insecurities and our fears and our anxieties and all of that, they're going to be unique to us because we are individuals. While we are a team and we do, you
And we
know,
share life,
we are going
yes.
through this together. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have our own unique things going on in the background. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So,
Well, how are we on time?
we're at 34
Oh,
minutes
shoot,
right
that's
now.
not a normal. We're usually pretty good at talking stuff. Okay, what else can we talk about? What else is going on in life, Cody?
It's going to be 100 degrees colder in North Dakota on Monday than it is today in Oklahoma. 100 degrees colder.
That's what you get for bringing it back with you when you came home.
I didn't mean to.
Well, you did, and we all suffered for it.
I was
So
trying to
now
leave it up there and it followed me.
it straight up did.
Clingy bitch. Yeah, I don't know. This one we're kind of, putting this one together last minute. We'll try to have things listed out a little bit better in the future so that we can kind of have a little bit more prepared, but we decided that it would be better for us to do an episode here in person versus
Just
doing
the
one while
audio
I'm on the
quality,
road. Yeah.
and we, Cody and I have found we just connect better when, not connect better, but I guess whenever we're able to look at each
I
other.
think connect better is the perfect word for it
Okay.
because we can have, I don't know if anybody noticed it, but there was a break in recording. I said something fucking stupid, and it was all over a misunderstanding, right? So it gives us the chance to deal with these things in person, whereas if I'm, 1200 miles away, we don't get to deal with that until I get back home, right? We might call each other and talk about it on the phone, but that doesn't really solve anything. It's going to
Yeah.
be whenever I get back home, we'll deal with it. So it gives us a better chance to where whenever these things come up or whenever these light bulb moments even come up, that we can sit and talk about it and be face to face and really understand each other versus, having 1200 miles of separation between us that doesn't really help anything. So we wanted to do one last episode before I leave. That way, there's not a break in recording anywhere. And that way,
It also gives us a chance to kind of connect emotionally and whatever before you take off again. Because, I mean, yes, we still connect over the phone and through FaceTime and snaps and all the other stuff or whatever. I mean, we hate technology, but I love it because of us being in the oil field.
Oh, and even, watching the advent of technology as I've been in the oil field has been amazing,
Yeah.
Getting to watch my kids' concerts on, FaceTime and stuff like that, or watch their events through FaceTime. I mean, that's something that, my parents' generation would never have been able to do. Phone calls maybe, but it'd more likely be like letters and pictures and stuff like that. So, watching that advent of technology has been great, and I'm fully supportive of it. One of these days we'll have holograms where I can, be there without necessarily being there. That'll be fun. But all right, well, we're running out of things to say. I am needing to go and finish packing and have one last breakdown before I hit the road. So I think we're gonna go ahead and cut it off there for this week.
Sorry, so short.
Yeah, that's all right. You got anything else you want to leave him with?
No, I don't. I mean, just the reminder of holding space and grace for your partners.
And I want to kind of I've been doing recaps at the end of each episode, and I think I'd like to do one for this one. We talked about a few things in here, but really, challenge what it is to be. And this is more for the men out there, but also, mothers of boys, challenge what it is to be a man. Don't just accept that men have to be oak trees at all times. You can be a willow. Willow trees bend and they don't break.
Well, on that same front, I mean, not just boys. Yes, boys have a stigma to them too, but I know
And
that.
I know that, but this is in this area specifically, there is that for boys that you have to be strong. You have to be there for your wife. You have to let her feel all these feelings, but you don't get to feel any of them. And
Yes, but I am not a boy, and I struggle with those exact same things because no, I wasn't a provider for my sisters at a young age when my pa family was going through their crap because we have psycho parents. But I have been in charge of children from a very young age. So my thought process is a lot more of what you're saying is maybe more male-minded because that's where I'm struggling now when I can't get out the words that I want to say because I don't know how to get them out and it just frazzles my brain and then I'm leaking because I'm ticked that I don't know how to articulate what I want to get out. I'm also reliving whatever is spurred that on, but I'm also having to fight the fact that I shit, even until we had to stop until we had to kick mom out of our lives, she would still go into those panic modes when she lived here, and it was still on me to make sure that I got her calm so that it didn't affect my niece, and then it didn't trickle down into our kids. And so, yes, I understand what you're saying now, but I'm saying there are some of us that, based on what you're saying, have a more, I don't want to say more masculine like approach to it, but we've been put in the position of what you're saying.
Okay, so I'll reword it like this. Let kids be kids and feel what you need to feel. Whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. Feel what you need to feel.
I didn't mean to like fight that or negate that.
Well,
I'm
no,
just.
it's just I get what you're saying completely, but it was because you were forced to grow up long before you should have, right?
Yes, I'm just, but I'm making that
But
point because I struggle. That's something I struggle with too now.
and it is, but boys and men are taught in this area specifically. I won't say everywhere, but the United States is bad about it. Boys and men are taught that they can't feel those things and that they have to be strong and that they have to be there through their entire lives. And it's not because they had to grow up fast. It's not because of any of that. It's that's what they're taught, right?
Well,
That's the only reason I was saying that.
I know, but that's what I was taught
Yeah.
myself.
So then I'll reword it. So
That's what I'm
everyone,
just trying to,
yeah.
that's what I'm trying to get is it's not just a boy thing, and it's not just a, yes, I understand that society, it's more of a bigger thing. It's more spoke about, so it's more known about. But it's not just a boy thing
Yeah.
because I was taught
Right.
that
So
I was less than, not less than, but that my problems were less than,
yeah.
and that I needed to make sure that everybody else stayed happy. And now I'm a exhausted, recovering, burnt out, gifted child, people pleaser.
So, men and women out there,
I'm sorry, I just,
feel what you need to feel
sorry.
when you need to feel it. Definitely, if big things come up, address them, go through them, feel what you need to feel, grieve with your partner instead of just trying to be strong for your partner.
Well, and leave spaces, not just for Grace, but for what just happened with me and Cody. I know, I understand the point he was trying to make. I understand he's talking about the overall stereotypicalness of what boys are taught in America. I totally get it. I understand it. I know it too. I mean, I've read the same things. I don't know it in the form that I'm a man or have ever been a boy to do that, but the reason I had to stop you and say it's not just a boy thing, though, is because I was taught those things and I am not a boy.
Right.
So
So,
I'm sorry that like I stopped it and got in your intellectual recap, but I just think it's important
intellectual recap.
that it's important that we, well, you, that we try to encompass everybody and that everybody's, and that's what we're talking about is we
Yeah.
need to be able to be heard. And while I know you weren't coming after me or any other girl that grew up in a way that forced us to be that way, I still, it was still something that would have rubbed me raw and could have turned into something different later if I hadn't have said it.
Yeah,
Because
well, I'm glad you said it.
I don't, just because you have something swinging between your legs doesn't diminish the fact that I was taught the exact same fucking thing. And
I get it.
you know what I'm saying?
No, I completely understand, but do you get what I'm saying is that you and those other girls were taught that because you had to grow up faster than you should have. Predominantly, and
Predominantly, I will give you
this is
that.
statistics. You can't even argue with this. It's
Yes, you're
numbers.
predominantly, I'll give you
So
that.
predominantly, it's boys and men are taught no matter if they had to grow up fast or not, that's what they're taught. You and those other girls were unfortunate to go through a situation where you had to grow up fast and you had to take on that role way before you ever should have. Predominantly in society, men's mental health is, and it's getting better now, like people are advocating for it and things like that, but predominantly in society, men's mental health is laughed at. You know, we are not supposed to have problems. We're not supposed to feel
Just
things.
like the woman's
And
right to be alive.
okay. So feel what you need to feel, address it when it needs to be addressed, and
Yes, I understand where you're coming from, Cody. I don't want to, I'm not trying to like
well,
laugh that
it
off.
diminished it hard, you know.
Well,
And
I didn't.
I get it, you know, I get it. Women have had way more struggles in this country than men have. I get that. But men now are struggling too. Everybody's struggling.
Everybody's struggling.
And
It's just because of it being America, I know you're not doing it for a woe is me pity party thing. But that's it's probably just something that I have to unlearn from being taught, because it doesn't make my hackles raise, but it does definitely make me want to have a standoff and be like,
I get it.
let's
Everyone
talk
is
about that.
struggling, and you know, women have struggled far more in the past. I'm not negating that at all.
Still
So
struggle.
feel what you need to feel when you need to feel it. Talk about these things with your partner, like I'm sure her and I are going to talk about this off the air.
When they come
And
up, but do it in a space that is safe for each other.
yeah.
I know he's right. I'm gonna have to say some things after this, because I want to get it out, because I don't want to live on. I don't want him to leave with, even though it's not angry feeling, it's not a normal like happy hunky dory or sad, like a normal sad because you're leaving
Well, and
thing.
I think it's all amplified because it is my last day
And
here,
that's and
you
we
know,
do.
and it's.
I think if we go back and look at it, I want to say we have more emotional burnouts or fallouts right as you leave.
On days that I leave, yeah, we do.
So, because we're aware of this now and noticing it, we got to figure out ways to
To not do that because it fucking sucks.
because yeah, because you
Yeah.
leave for 20 days, and I know, like I know you find your happy and you have that with your gym. But I also know you get stressed as fuck at work, and that you don't have an outlet so much that where I get to come home and I get love and snuggles from the babies when I need it. I can call you and get out grown-up stuff and it be done, but I also can call my best girlfriends here and say, like, fuck, this is what happened with me and Cody, and I know we're good, but I'm struggling, and I can come, like, I can still be comforted in that way here. You don't have that support and you don't have that there. So now that we've both clocked it, we have to figure out something, because it's 20 days is a long time, and it fucks with you harder than I think you know it does, because we see it on your face and your snaps and in your pictures and all of this stuff. So we gotta think of something so that we don't have, I don't want to say like a flat, not flat out fights or arguments, but I mean, we have like, it's like we save the uncomfortable conversation for the last day. And I don't know why. We've got to readjust that part of it.
And that why it is because I think that you might get into your head a little bit too when it's my last day. I think that
Probably.
our emotions are amplified because of that. You know, both of us being in our head, both of us not wanting what is inevitable to happen, and then that comes out as uncomfortable conversations or arguments or fights, and it fucking sucks. But I
Or even
understand.
misunderstood
Yeah,
intentions and.
I understand why it happens. You know, I get it. And you know, by the time that I get on the road and get down the road a little bit, everything's gonna be fine. But it's just leading up to that point, it fucking sucks. So
Yep.
just one more thing we gotta figure out how to deal with, and we will figure it out
We will,
together.
because we're a good team,
Yeah.
and we both want it to work.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's something else. I know that's a whole other episode, a whole different friend set, or a whole different like storyline to go off of. But that's what we'll leave off too. Is one of the last thing is you and your partner have to be on the same page about wanting to fix things. One of our most beautiful hearted, I mean, kindest souled people in our lives, who loves just as hard, has gone through some crap and now is suffering at the hands of it, because she kept putting in the work and the work being returned from that partner was becoming less and less and less. So she was taking on more and more and more. And you and your partner have to be on the same page about wanting to fix stuff.
You can be walking different paths just like Heather and I are. You
Yeah.
know, we walk two different paths in the lifestyle. But as long as you're both willing to put in the same amount of work to fix things, you're gonna be fine.
Or to talk, I mean, just talking about things. That's
Yeah.
but that's a big one, is being wanting to make it work.
Yeah.
And it being maybe not 50-50 all the time, but
Well,
it maintaining a balance, a close
yeah,
balance, you know.
I'll let you guys in on something. Look at that. You're actually going to get a longer episode than normal. So,
Ha!
I'll let
Did
you
it.
guys in on something. So we, you know, I said that stupid thing a while ago. And I said something that I have unintentionally said a bunch in the past. And this is an insecurity that I didn't know that I had. That insecurity being fear of being replaced, right? But I didn't know that it was so prevalent until today. So I said something to her. I said, "I'm your husband," right? Now, I really want to make the lifestyle work for us. I want to make our relationship work. I want to make all of her relationships work. I'm not going to put in the work in her other relationships, but I am going to put in the work in ours. And one thing that I told her was that I am going to put in the work to address that insecurity, figure out where it's coming from, and fix it. And she told me the same thing about her insecurities. So what we're going to do is both of us put in the work, have grace with each other, and fix it. That illustrates that we both want this to work, and it
Yes.
illustrates that we're both willing to put in the work to make it work, right? If you don't have a partner like that, chances are you're not going to have a good time, right? Chances are
You're gonna burn
you're
out.
burnt out, you're exhausted, and you know, you gotta talk to them and say, "Hey, either I start getting more from you, or we need to think of a different plan," you know?
And see, we could keep going. I could keep going because now that we're back on different talks and we're like spinning off of each other, like that goes it. This everything we say, yes, we talk about being lifestyle or whatever, but everything we're talking about isn't inherently romantic or sexual or has to be in that light. I know the way I play or whatever involves more connections and emotions. But because I'm aware of myself and know what I'm getting from the people that I want more of a romantic connection with or whatever, because of having that, I know what not to accept from others, even if it's not in the same light as far as like love goes or whatever. There are some situ like so, I caught my Rasta, right? I have you and Teddy, but you're not on my roster. That's y'all are different. Okay. But then I've got Bossy and a few other friends up that way. But I wasn't I am more than just ass. I am more than just tits. I am more than just sex, you know? And I'm finding that I need that even in on like on a more friendship level. I'm just not one thing for that person or for anybody. And so I had that was a difficult, scary thought and conversation that I had to be vulnerable with and be like, hey. I and say those things. I'm not just sexy ass. I'm not just a fuck toy. I'm not just these things. Like,
Well, and you told him, "I need more." And I think what really speaks to his character is he gave it to
yeah.
you know, and he's trying.
Yeah.
And
And that's all
that's
I,
fucking
yeah,
awesome.
that's, yeah. And it just, and it was just, it's just conversation. Like, I'm not saying we have to go into heartfelt because that's not what we have.
But you need more than
But
just,
yes,
"Hey,
like,
sexy."
yes. Yes. And I love, don't get me wrong. Now, dick pics or whatever, because I don't find them like, you know, attractive or pretty or whatever. But I love me a good video, especially with a happy ending. And I've told you, oh my God, the loud growls and like, yeah. But I also need you to like send me a joke on you or like be like, oh my God.
Or a recipe or
Yes,
something,
just something, a TikTok even, you know, like that makes me go look at something different or taking 10 minutes to think about something goofy and presenting it as like a funny, haha, a twitchy little thing, you know, like
Yeah.
So that's
And
the
that's
difference.
you had that difficult conversation and it helped things, right? So just like we said last week, have those difficult conversations. You have to.
And it also goes to show where the different layers, like Shrek, we are like onions, and there are so many layers in this lifestyle. So like
Cakes have layers.
parfait. Everybody loves parfait.
Did you just do black voice on a podcast? Oh
No,
God, we're gonna get canceled.
I did donkey.
You did Eddie Murphy.
But it was donkey,
Who?
not Eddie Murphy. Oh my God, I didn't do that like that. I was repeating donkey from Shrek.
She was not intending to do that, just so everybody
Oh my God, people are gonna think
knows.
that? I wasn't trying to do that. I was being donkey from Shrek. That's the whole scene.
Baby, who plays
But I know,
Donkey?
but that's not who it is. Just like Sven and Kristoff aren't whoever their actors are, they're Sven and Kristoff.
Yeah.
They're individual to that story. I wasn't trying to be hateful. I swear to God I wasn't. I'm
He's so
terrified.
cute.
You're gonna have to friggin' like cut that out. I did not mean it like that. I wasn't trying to be hateful or
I know,
racial
baby.
or disrespectful. I
I
was just
know.
pretending to be Donkey from Shrek.
I was just joking with you.
Oh God, I know, but somebody else is gonna be like, this bitch. And then I am gonna be dangerous and crazy again. Dang it!
She was not intending
I
to
didn't
do
mean
that.
it.
She was literally just impersonating
I
the
was.
donkey. Okay.
I don't even know what my layers are anymore. Oh, fuck you, I remembered.
Okay.
That there, I mean, just because like there are just different levels and facets of what we're doing.
Right.
Even what I'm doing personally. I don't care about the quote unquote just roster any less than I care about you guys. It's just a different level of intimacy, I guess.
Yeah.
And
When it's a different kind of care.
yes,
Yeah.
exactly. Oh, that's what I guess it is.
Yeah.
So, I
Just
mean,
like I know, like, and I can sit here and tell you this honestly, and I have that insecurity, right, of being replaced, but I know that your love for me is different than any love you're gonna have for any other romantic partner, just like it was with Fuzznuts. You know what I mean? Like, I know that your love for me is different than that. It's not less than, it's not more than, it's different, right? And I understand that.
I know,
And
but I
sitting
know it's a
here,
struggle with you too.
well, but sitting here rationally, I know that, right? Irrationally, emotionally, when I have those insecurities, I need to be reminded of that, right? I'll need that reassurance. And
Yes.
you gotta, just like we talked about earlier, we gotta have grace with each other. You gotta have
Yes.
grace with me in those moments
Well, and
where
now that you know it's the phrase, I mean, because I'm telling you, the phrase itself that was used is what lit the
Yeah.
bomb today.
Well, it's because, I've said it a bunch in the past, and it's one of those things where I should have been more mindful and watching myself
But it's
in the
also a good
past.
indication of having to keep yourself fluid in what we're doing too.
Right. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I was not self-aware, right? I wasn't aware that I was saying that so many times. I had, and when I told you I wasn't aware it was an issue until today, I was being honest. And so my advice there, and something I'm going to try really fucking hard to do in the future, is be aware of yourself. Be aware of the things that you say often, right? Because they could open the door and lead you to realizing that there might be an insecurity or an issue that you have that you're not even aware that you have, right? You might say this thing over and over again, and in that moment you might be like, hey, I'm feeling this way, but it doesn't mean anything else, right? But it does. So it means that you need to dig a little bit deeper and figure out, why do I keep saying this so much? Why do I keep repeating this same phrase? Or why do I keep having this same feeling over and over again? And it's because there's an underlying issue that you've got to
But you
repair.
have to have grace with yourself as well, because, like I said, it was the phrase for me that got under my skin today
And
to start it.
that's where I think I could use a little help,
That's
is
what I'm saying
because,
is,
like,
as a partner,
well,
I.
and it, when you told me that that I had said it a bunch of times, and that I, that, you know, it was as many as
Well,
like
that's
three
where
or
I'm
four times a
saying.
week. But when you say that, it's like, man, I was a fucking jackass. You know what I mean? And even this morning, like, God, that was a jackass thing to say. Why would I fucking say that? And so I don't have that grace with myself, and I need to do better about that, because I can sit here and tell you, I realize that it is an insecurity. But then
Sure.
in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, dumbass, why do you have that insecurity? You know what I mean? You know, she's not going anywhere. You know, you're not being
Yeah.
replaced. Why are you being such a fucking idiot? But at the same time, just like you said, I've got to have a little bit of grace with myself to allow myself to figure out, well, dumbass, why am I thinking that? You know what I mean? So you're absolutely right. You got to have that grace with yourself, and that's something I need work on. It's something you need work on too, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
And you know, I think that the more that we receive that grace from other people, the better we are at allowing ourselves to give it to ourselves, right?
Yes.
Give it to ourselves.
You love giving it to yourself.
Masturbation. All right.
Chihuahua.
Well, we are definitely past time here. You got anything else you want to leave me with?
I'm so glad. Look at us. We were like at 34 minutes and
I know.
stressed out.
Yeah, we did good.
See if we just, that's why we do, that's why we struggle so hard with freaking making like, oh, we're gonna talk about this, because then we do and we're like, oh crap, that was 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we did this morning. Like,
Yes.
we're gonna talk about this. Okay, well, you know, 30 minutes later, we're fucking done with it. And what else do we do?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we've kind of just talked in circles and talked in different phrases and different ways of saying the whole thing. But so hopefully you guys have just, you're really honing. I know we beat it like a dead horse, communication and compromise and active listening and
Well, there's a new horse that we added to the pile. Active listening.
I know we haven't been real big on that one. We have to start getting onto that too. Because it's hard being an active listener. It's hard taking yourself out of a defense mode.
Well, especially when the emotions are involved,
Yes.
right? And there was, you know, during our talk a while ago, there were several times where you and I were both saying the same thing several times over, but neither one of us was listening to the other person, right? We were listening, but just so that we could get out what we were wanting to
Yes,
get
we were
out.
listening to
And
react, and that's,
yeah, and we, you know, we can't do that, and we
yes.
know that. And but when emotion is involved, and when you're in that moment, it's hard, and it's something we got to practice. So, all
Okay, I
right.
think that's it. You better quit because we'll spin off into something new.
All right. Well, until next time, love yourselves, because we love you. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.